It's good to be back with you for this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Well, this year we're observing a big birthday. It's the birthday of Medicare. The Medicare system turns 50 years old in 2015, and an important, and for the majority of U.S. retirees, the primary means for health coverage. Here to discuss the particulars and what we can look for in 2015 is none other than Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, this was a landmark piece of legislation that created Medicare in 1965 under President Johnson and the U.S. Congress at that time. What can we look for in terms of the impact or the changes to Medicare this year and going forward?
Thanks, Craig. You can't underestimate the impact of Medicare, certainly on seniors and on the American healthcare system. It provides almost universal coverage for older Americans. There is some good news for 2015. The average Medicare Part B premium, which covers doctor visits and outpatient services, was $104.90 per month for most beneficiaries in 2014, and it is staying exactly the same for 2015. That's very good news in light of overall inflation.
Wow, when we always hear that healthcare costs increase every year, and for it to be stable and constant at that level is somewhat remarkable. How is that achieved?
Medicare system does a very good job of monitoring pricing, the expensive, the median, and then the cheaper costs. And so they peg pricing according to what these national averages are, and they've been able to hold the line on the premiums based on just hitting the middle mark of what healthcare costs are throughout the United States.
Another positive I know is that some seniors will get more discounts to cover the so-called donut hole gap. Explain that, would you?
Well, back when the prescription drug coverage for Medicare was created about 10 years ago, there was a loophole where there was no coverage for prescription drugs from a couple of $1,000 to about $5,000. If you spent that much in prescription drugs, you had no coverage in between. And so that loophole is being closed year after year until it will completely disappear in a couple more years. So folks who use a lot of prescription drugs, in the thousands of dollars per year, will be able to have coverage, more coverage in 2015.
A key thing for those who are on Medicare is to also keep track and monitor, I guess, annually, the cost of prescription drugs and other benefits. Maybe people don't realize that, if you're in the Medicare system, it's a good idea to do so, just as you do if you're on the open exchanges. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And for 2015, one little bit of bad news is that prescription drug prices have continued to go up. And so if you don't have a copay, if you're paying some share of the cost of the actual medications, then your costs are going up. And that's important to check with your provider every year to see about price increases and changes in benefits that insurer may have that are different than what Medicare is doing for the general population.
Well, there's a lot more information on Medicare, and the resources there are very usable and user-friendly, I should say, at www.transamericainstitute.org. Hector, thanks as always for joining us here at Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, produced by the Transamerica Institute for WYPR. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.